Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to our show. It is Saturday, the 18th of December, 2010. I'm your host, Aurelia Lyles, and it is that time again for us to be infused with another bit of information, nuggets, whatever you want to call it, anything that's going to help you be a better you, with none other than Mr. Steve Duncanson.
Paradigm Shifters. Principles for Life and Success, hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Good afternoon, everyone. Aurelia, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Excellent. It's my pleasure to be able to be back here with you today. I tell you, it really, time is flying, and it seems like, though we only do this once a month, it seems to come up rather quickly. I don't know. Does it seem that way for you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I don't know where I might be in the country or in the middle of doing whatever, but it definitely seems to come up quickly. But, you know, the thing is this, that even if I haven't necessarily prepared a whole lot ahead of time. This is what I believe, that if you live life with your antennae up, if you live life paying attention, it's always teaching you something. So it's always having something to share. I don't know. Do you find that when you do the Coco Express show generally?
Yes, most definitely. Even if I have like a guest where I'm not too familiar with the story, just listening to it and listening to what they've gone through, I can relate to something and kind of get in there and share my experience, and it's sometimes similar to theirs.
Yeah, and I think ultimately that's what allows it to have value to people, that it's not just some concept or some theory, some hypothesis, or even something maybe that you just read, but that, in fact, you experienced it. And so, again, point being that as quickly as these come up, it's not like we can run out of things to talk about. And I appreciate you. Again, you provided me the opportunity to do that. And I appreciate those of you that take the time to dial in live to the program. And, you know, it's been different times. So this is the first year doing it, and I think we're completing pretty much almost a year. When did we start, Aurelia? When was the first program?
Let's see. I think we started, I think I asked you about it when we went to that reunion thing. April?
April. That sounds about right. So
April.
We pretty much got a little more than half a year in. But I think during the course of that time, there's a lot that was shared, and the hope that is it was a benefit to all that tuned in. You know, as I thought of today's program and thinking about all the different things that we covered, this is what, you know, came to mind. And I've heard it said by many different people. What I attributed the first time I'd heard it or I read it was by Dr. King. And I think I've shared it before, but he says, the purpose of learning is not education. The purpose of learning is action. And so that means that as much as we may have heard and listened to through the course of the year, the various calls that you've had on and the books that we've read and the videos that we've watched, all for being able to go and develop ourselves, the key is this: how have we applied what we learned? That the purpose of learning is not education, the purpose of learning is action, being able to apply it to our lives to get a benefit for ourselves and those whom we touch each and every day.
Mm.
But, you know, what I hope to just deal with in general today would be, especially coming down to the end of the year here, and as these sessions come by quickly, the years go by more quickly.
Hey, don't talk about years going by quickly, okay?
All right, I started to go there on when we graduated from high school.
Nah,
high school. All right, we won't give a number.
Remember, you left before I did. You were leaving when I was coming in, okay?
Well, it goes very, certainly goes very quickly. But so my thought again would be that for the end of the year, for us to talk about goals and goal setting, so that, I mean, it's the best time of year to talk about it. And throughout the year, we should be engaging in it.
Mm-hmm.
But not simply setting a New Year's resolution, because a resolution really is, as the word tells you, one has resolved to do something, meaning you have said that this is what you would do. I want to even differentiate between that and a decision, because we can say that, oh, you've decided to do something. But when you talk about a decision, that means you cut yourself off from every other option. And that decision has to translate into something, not just having made a declaration. So resolutions aren't enough. You know, the average amount of time, what behavioralists tell us, that when someone makes a New Year's resolution, by the 30th of the month, they've already either not followed through with it or forgotten what it was in the first place. So we got to go beyond simply setting a resolution to actually putting something in place where we can take action to achieve the things that we want in life. And so, well, for at least through the first quarter of next year in our programs, I want to talk very specifically about goal setting, goals and goal setting.
Okay.
And, you know, what's been said, the goal, and, you know, I always have an acronym, right? So goals, guaranteed to obtain an amazing level of success or amazing life of success. And though I may have mentioned that before, I want it again to be fresh in our mind, that whole aspect of setting goals. And
okay.
So all throughout the year, we want to talk specifically, I just want to just deal with some things in general regarding goals and goal setting.
Now, Steve.
Yes.
With that in mind, did you set any goals in 2010 that you accomplished?
Anyway, not yet. actually, I did set some goals in 2010 that I have been able to realize. Most of them had to do with the things that I wanted to accomplish in my business, and also some financial goals. Now, there were some that I didn't set that I do plan to set for this new year, having to do with health and relationships. Now, that doesn't mean I'm not going to, you know, the financial and business goals are all done, because I'm going to set some new ones and continue to raise the bar as far as that's concerned. I think that in assessing goals, we have to look at business, personal, family, recreation, health. I think that these are, and set goals in each of those areas. Because if not, you know, hey, life is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? And that being the case, you got to be more intentional being able to realize them. So I have set some this year that I have hit. I've set some that I have not quite accomplished throughout the year. As we see with goals, the key is moving in the direction of it. If we can say that you say you're successful, and do you remember the definition we gave for success earlier on in the year? I'm putting you on the spot, and I should.
Yes, you are. That's okie dokie, because I don't remember.
It's all good. It's the progressive revelation of a worthwhile predetermined personal goal. Success.
No, that's not what you said for success.
Yes, it was.
That's the definition you're giving for success? Because it's sure not an acronym.
No, it's the definition.
Oh, definition. Okay, I'm thinking acronyms, because you've been the acronym king.
Because if I said acronym, you would remember the acronym, but you didn't remember the definition, right? I got you.
Yeah. that let me off the hook.
The progressive revelation of a worthwhile predetermined personal goal. And so I think I've been successful this year. How about yourself? You asked me about my goals. Have you set goals for yourself this year that you, in 2010, how did that work out for you?
Well, to be totally honest with you, I wanted to be able to introduce internet radio to a youth area, a youth group, and I got the opportunity to teach at a charter school in Philadelphia, and we just today we had our end of session presentations and stuff, and I was just really, I felt so blessed that I had the opportunity to work with these young kids. They taught me more than I think I could have ever taught them, and I'm going to go back now with the new year with more goals set towards making what we do together even more fun and enhancing their knowledge and their ability. So that was one goal that I wanted, and I said it secretively, and I got it, and I was able to achieve what I wanted to achieve, and I'm so glad. So, yes.
Excellent. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You said you said it secretively?
Yes. Why? I didn't. Well, I had said it. I said it on one show. You know, I said, have, you know, internet radio, have microphone with travel. And after I got off of that show with the parents, I just sat to myself and I said, I would love the opportunity to be able to show this to kids. And I just said it, and you know, to myself and everything, not knowing if it was going to come to fruition or not. And when it did, I was like, oh, and I took the opportunity and ran with it. So, you know, no opportunity waits. That's one of the things that you said. And I sure got up and I took it. It, you know, it may have put a little bit of pressure on my schedule as far as the other things that I'm involved in, but it was well worth it because of the simple fact that I got to meet wonderful kids. I got to see what they think, what they want, what they like, and I got the opportunity to be able to change their mind and show them something different. So I'm good. I'm happy.
Yeah, that's great. You mentioned several different elements of goal setting that's clearly important. And again, like I said, throughout the year, next year, 2011, we're going to look at some of those elements specifically. But just a couple of things that jumped out as you expressed it, as you were talking about it there, that you said it to yourself secretly first, which means that it was something that was in your imagination. It wasn't tangible as of yet, but you were willing to embrace imagination. And I believe that Albert Einstein says that, says too often we spend too much time living out of our memory rather than our imagination. And so sometimes people don't express what they really want to do and keep it inside because they're afraid that they won't make it happen. Why? Because they've never achieved it before. And certainly I applaud you on doing just, you know, the opposite, to be able to express what you wanted, even though you started out secretly, but then working in that direction. How the law of attraction works is, first, it's in your mind. It's something that you that you're able to imagine, you're able to picture, you're able to visualize, you're able to feel, and we'll talk about some of those elements. But when you put all those things together, it begins to lay the groundwork for achieving and realizing the goals that you want.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is why sometimes people don't tell folks, and you have to be careful who you tell your dreams to, right?
Yes, right.
You have to share your goals, because some people are goal crushers and dream stealers, and they don't want you to be able to achieve it. But you do want to be able to share it with the right people because they can hold you accountable, you
mm-hmm.
know, and to help ensure that you do realize, you know, your dream. But telling someone, also, when you speak it, it begins to bring it out of your imagination, bring it into the ether, bring it into reality, simply first by virtue of your words, because we know that words have creative power.
That's right.
So that's what, part of what begins to bring it into existence. And I encourage you, regarding the having done what you've done to this point to achieve your dreams, and would encourage others also who are listening on for, you know, for doing the same thing. We're going to talk next year too about, you know, the law of attraction and
mm-hmm.
how that fits into the dream realization aspect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because many times when we hear about the law of attraction, we think of this mystical thing, just name it and claim it, and it comes into existence, and it really isn't practical from that standpoint. But we're going to see as we move forward throughout the year how goal setting is a part of the law of attraction, being able to determine ahead of time where you want to be at a time in the future. But the very first thing is, you know, being able to see it in your mind's eye.
Framing your days.
framing your tomorrow, today, absolutely. Seeing it in your mind's eye and then bringing it into existence. But, you know, that people, why some people don't set goals. So Some people don't set goals because they don't realize the importance of goal setting. They think it just doesn't really matter. When I do seminars around the country and I ask how many people have their five-year goals written out, and I even, you know, go down to one-year goals written out, most people don't have them written out. They figure they have them in their head, and that's not enough to get it achieved. Because they don't recognize the importance of goal setting. Second reason why people don't set goals is they don't know how to set them in the first place. It's not just saying what you want, but there are some specific things to be done. A book that I want to recommend, and I think I may recommend it early on in the year, but I want to re-encourage everyone to pick it up if they haven't done that yet. And that is the book by Brian Tracy called Goals, How to Get Everything You Want Faster Than You Thought Possible. Goals, How to Get Everything That You Want Faster Than You Ever Thought Possible by Brian Tracy. And we're going to be looking at that a lot again during the first quarter of next year to ensure that by the end of 2011, that we could be more specific with the things that have been achieved by ourselves and our listeners. Okay. So, again, please, go ahead.
Okay, what I wanted to do was I wanted to do one thing. I think we have a listener on the line, and I wanted to ask that particular individual if they had any goals that they wanted to, any of the listeners, if they had any goals that they hoped to set or wanted to set or anything. If there is anyone out there listening, do you have anything that you would like to share in regards to your goals? Do you have any hopes or even, you know, dreams that you want to share with us or anything like that? The number is 347-637-2319. We'll be waiting to hear from you. Okay? Go ahead, Steve.
Oh, that is great. I would certainly love to, you know, to hear from the listeners. And, you know, you sent me not too long ago how many listeners we've had on from week to week. Mm-hmm. And that's great to know, but it's even better to be able to hear from them and be more specific, to be able to answer up questions that they may have about being able to achieve things. Because I know, you know, we mentioned a whole lot of things during the time on the air, but being more specific is really what I want to be able to do. So the first thing I'd mention, and stop me anytime when that caller or when any callers come through, okay?
You got it. Hopefully they won't be shy because, you know, you know how people can be sometimes.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Understood. So first reason people don't set goals because they don't recognize it's important. The second one is because they don't know how to set them. We're going to look to resolve that. The third reason people don't set goals is because of the fear of failure. I believe it was Socrates said, he said that it's not that our challenge isn't that we set goals too high and that we miss, it's that we set goals too low and that we hit them. Mm-hmm. And the reason people set low goals is because it diminishes the likelihood of failure. But when we don't do that, we aren't really able to tap into our full potential. We hear all the time adages and acronyms about fear, but unless we go beyond mental ascent to the understanding of the value of fear, and understanding that it can be something that could help us, not break us, until we're willing to embrace it, then we won't really get the value that comes from it. You know, fear is like fire, so it could burn you or it could prepare your food. It's also the same thing that purifies gold. And fire is something that ultimately we get more benefit from than not. Of course, it depends on how you use it. So, again, back to the point regarding fear of failure. Mm-hmm. We can't allow that. Certainly failure hurts, there's no doubt. But we learn more from our failures than we do from our successes. Therefore, what we need to do is be willing to embrace fear and that failure, rather than to run away from it. And the fourth reason why people don't set goals is a little bit connected to the third reason, and that is a fear of rejection. People are afraid that if they set a goal and they're not successful, others will criticize or ridicule them. And this is one of the reasons why you keep your goals. People keep their goals to themselves, and I mean you got to balance that. Right? But the reality is this. because someone else won't set a goal, or because they're afraid, or because they're upset that I will, I'm not going to allow that to keep me from setting mine. I need to set it anyway, irrespective of them. And the rejection, the people that haven't achieved anything want to be with folks who don't want anybody else to achieve anything either.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to ridicule you, and they haven't achieved what they want. So we have to be willing to step away from that and not allow excuses to get in the way from us setting our goals. You know,
the thing about the whole, you know, the excuses, the other day I sat in on a conference call on procrastination. Will you be doing something on that? Because I know excuses and procrastination, they're related, right? They're like twins, so to speak.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I really hope that we'll be able to share stuff about, you know, you can kind of like teach us how to get out of the procrastination mode, because I am a victim.
I think anyone who says that they've never been a victim of procrastination is actually just waiting to tell us that they have been. I mean, the reality is, I think we all have dealt with it at some point in time. You know, it's been said that procrastination is the thief of time. It's the assassin of potential. And so getting a handle on that is definitely something we would do. As a matter of fact, I'll look to give specific tips, and maybe this is what we'll do. We'll look to give a couple of tips each month on how to work through procrastination. Specific things that you do to work through procrastination. How about that?
Oh, that would be excellent, because I'm a habitual user.
Oh, you're going to want to clarify that.
For instance, there's something that I know that I should be doing. I need to send an email or something to somebody. And I know that I come in knowing I got to make sure I get this email out. What do? I go in the kitchen, get me some ice cream. I got to make sure I get this email out. I'm sitting eating the ice cream. Still saying to myself, I got to make sure I get this email out. And after I finish that, I go upstairs and everything. I got to brush my teeth because I just had all this sugar. But I still got to make sure I get this email out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I got in at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
It's already 8 o'clock. I still haven't gotten that email out yet.
Mm-hmm.
But in between all that time, I've done 56 different other things. And I've gotten that email out, gotten a response back from them instead of prolonging it. And that pushes it over to the next day to get a response.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... I'm a bad habit, habitual user of the thing called procrastination. I'm in there. I'm living in it, and I want to come out.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me just give you one little clue for overcoming procrastination. And you know, when you hear these things, when you hear these tips from month to month, they're going to seem like so obvious. But, you know, how often do we not do the obvious thing, right, that we should? But be that as it may. I have to mention Brian Tracy again, because he wrote a book called Eat That Frog. And the premise of the book is based on a quote from a story told by Mark Twain, where he said that if you wake up on any given morning and you have a whole bunch of things to do, he said if you think the worst thing you have to do on any given day is eat a frog. If you wake up and that's your mindset, the worst thing you have to do is eat a frog. He said, then the first thing you should do is eat the frog. She said, because everything else for the rest of the day is pretty easy. So the point being is this. It's also analogous to the big rocks analogy that I'm sure our listeners may have heard of or seen before. And that is, if you fill up a jar with a bunch of big rocks, can you put other things in that jar?
Water.
And what else?
Air.
What else? You know, there's no air in it. The air is removed once you put that in. But we're not going to deal with physics lesson. Like, if you dig a big rock, like you said, you can put water, you can put pebbles, you can put sand,
mm-hmm.
right? But the thing is, if you didn't put the pebbles, the sand, and the water in there, you never would have gotten the big rocks in. So point is, the big rocks are the most important thing. The mistake we make is that when we go into work or when we go into a place that we're supposed to do business, we do the little things first. And because we do the little things, we never get to the big things. So, point being, that what you need to do, if you know the most important thing that you need to do when you walk through the door, don't let anything else get in the way but send that email. Don't get a drink of water. Don't answer the telephone. Don't blow your nose. Nothing. Go to the computer. Send that email because, you know, that's the most important thing that you need to do. You've gotten it out of the way. You can get those other little things along throughout the course of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But the mistake we make is figure, well, let me just do this little thing first, and we never get to the big one. Overcoming procrastination necessitates eating that frog.
Okay. Yeah, it makes sense. Like the frog legs, they sound like Coney Island.
Anywho.
You know I had to go there. But, you know, on a serious note, yes, you're absolutely right. You know, it's I don't know why we do it, but we do it. We just go for the smaller things because the smaller things, it appears easier, but it makes more sense to do the bigger things, and that gets that out of the way so you can enjoy the smaller things. I could have enjoyed the ice cream if it wasn't rushing through it.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great point. That's a really great point, you know. So hopefully you'll take that tip to heart and apply it because application mm-hmm. is?
Yes,
the first. Evidence of learning. All right,
yes.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Well, we only have a couple minutes left. This time goes very fast.
Yes, it
We've
does.
Only got 2 minutes left. and so there's just two other things that I want to cover just before we break off for our last show for this year.
Okay.
And the two things about goal setting, and one that Jim Rohn said, he said, you know, the ultimate reason for setting goals is to entice you to become the person it takes to achieve that goal. Yeah, let me say it one more time. He says the ultimate reason for setting goals is to entice you to become the person it takes to achieve that goal. And one of the goals that I heard him talk about in the context of that was the goal of becoming a millionaire. He says not for the money, but for what it would take for you to have to become a millionaire, because it's what you become in the process of that. When we look at the things that we really want or look at individuals that have achieved them, you think of what do they have to become in order to make that happen. When we may look at a Donald Trump or when we look at a Beyonce or, you know, a professional athlete, it's mm-hmm. what do they have to do in order to become the person that they are? What goals that they have to set. When you look at and study, you know, Michael Jordan or any of the professional athletes or entrepreneurs, Oprah, what did it take? What goals did she have to set to become that individual? And this is really what we have to focus in on. You set this goal because of the person you will become in the process of achieving that. So you become someone who doesn't procrastinate. You become someone who keeps their word. You become someone who isn't bogged down by fear. And if you become that type of a person, the things that you can achieve in the process of that are tremendous.
Yes.
So goal setting and goal achieving is not only for the goal itself, but for what you become in the process of achieving that goal. And I think that's the important thing, because life's not only about what we're getting, it's what are we becoming in the process of it.
Okay.
Because some people are getting and achieving a whole lot of things, but what are they really becoming in the process of achieving that thing?
Okay.
One last thing, because I'm sorry, did you need me to
No, I'm just letting you know that you're getting all hyped up and everything. And
I feel this. You know,
yes.
I don't study.
And
I
our
really
time is coming to an end, man.
How much time do we get? Tell me real quick. How much time?
Look, I can give you some more time if you want, because you're feeling this. We only got 90 seconds, but if you want more time, I can give it to you.
No, let's feel it. Let's do that 90 seconds, because I actually have a presentation I have to do this afternoon as well.
So, okay, go ahead.
Let's just say this, right? Napoleon Hill. And has said it, as many others as well, but setting goals is one thing, and we need to do those that become critically important. But what we can't get bogged in on is simply focusing on setting the goal itself and not enjoying the journey, right? Because the reality is that the journey lasts longer than the goal.
Okay. All right.
It's the process of getting there. And that's what we can't allow ourselves to be always that we'd be happy when we achieve. You can't be happy when you achieve. You have to be happy now. You have to be happy in the moment.
Okay, Steve.
Yes.
Okay, Steve. I love you like a brother, Steve. And we're done. Have a wonderful holiday.
It's been my pleasure being with you and our listeners this year. Look forward to next year. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Bless you.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.